This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The average gas price in Colorado has dropped slightly over the past 2 weeks. That's according to AAA. The price has dipped 9 cents a gallon, a small relief to consumers. However, prices are still $1.80 higher than they were at this time a year ago. Protests against the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade saw upwards of 4,000 people at the state capitol Monday. The crowd later broke into multiple marches around downtown Denver, closing major roads, including Spear, near the I-25 exit. Jennifer Pashon was upset to see the court take away a previously held constitutional right.
This is our right. Our bodies are more regulated than guns, and it's disgusting.
Protesters also worried about other constitutional rights currently held by the court, including access to contraception and equal marriage. Two Colorado secretaries of state, a Democrat and Republican, are teaming up in a series of public service announcements to combat election misinformation in the lead-up to Colorado's primaries and fall midterms.
Hi, I'm Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
And I'm Wayne Williams, a Republican and former Secretary of State. One thing we both know is that Colorado's elections are safe and secure.
That's right, Wayne. But voters should be alert to election disinformation.
Election disinformation is designed to look real, so always use trusted sources.
Griswold and Williams ran against each other in the 2018 Secretary of State election. Colorado's primary is today. For more information on races in your community, head to the voter guide at cpr.org. Right now in Denver, it's 92 and mostly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 88 degrees and clear. This is CPR News.